Hi, this is Roger Green, host of the Surfing the Mesh Tsunami podcast. This week, we are offering five conversations from episode 13, our preview of Global Fatty Liver Day 2023 from Global Liver Institute. With Jeff McIntyre, Mike Patel, Louise Campbell, and me, plus from The Vault, a look back at our wrap-up coverage of International Mesh Day 2023. This closing conversation introduces two new concepts. The idea that mesh has so many facets that it is comparable to the metaphor of blind people touching an elephant, and the provider mandate to rule the liver out, as Louise Campbell puts it, when assessing patients with metabolic diseases. I raised the parable of the blind people touching the elephant as a metaphor for MASH, with its link to diseases in multiple organ systems. In the parable, one blind person touches a tusk, another one a trunk, another one a leg, and they all describe the elephant as a completely different thing. I suggest that we teach liver disease to healthcare professionals as the elephant, not its different parts. Louise agrees and suggests that the simple action point for liver disease as elephant lesson is to, quote, rule the liver out, unquote, when assessing the various related diseases and metabolic states. The test for this rule out must be, as she puts it, cheap and accessible, and she notes it does not exist anywhere in the world today. We need to build it. I suggest that the keep it simple, stupid approach to liver disease incorporates these two simple action items that we've discussed in the episode. For patients, as GLI says, act now, get screened. For providers, as Louise says, rule the liver out. In lieu of a final question, I ask panelists to describe one specific initiative they know of that is part of Global Fatty Liver Day. Mike Patel describes a screening activity in Calgary. He discusses what he thinks is a mistake last year in letting patients eat healthy food before being scanned, and Louise assures him that eating a healthy food will affect the scan results less than 1% of the time. Jeff discusses the successes of street teams around the world working with GLI, who screened 77,000 patients as part of International NASH Day 2023. Global Fatty Liver Day, the event previously known as International NASH Day, is the preeminent patient advocacy event on every year's calendar. This conversation whets our appetites for this year's event, so just sit back, listen, learn, enjoy, and when you're done, join the dialogue in our LinkedIn discussion group. I think about the metaphor of the six blind people touching the elephant in different places, and they all describe it's a tusk, it's a this, it's a that. The number of people touching the elephant called steatotic liver disease is mind-boggling, right? I quote Jeff from time to time, or used to more than I do now, about the idea that in the end, we're all treating liver cancer. And Jeff, the reason I stopped quoting is that in the end, we're all treating extrahepatic cancers more than we're treating liver cancer. So we're just treating cancer, right? We're just treating heart disease. We're treating all of it. So the problem is, challenge is, opportunity is. Mike, I'm becoming more a pharmaceutical sales guy as I go through this. That's Mike's background, for those who don't know. The opportunity is to help everybody see the elephant and then understand that you got to grab it by the tusk, or grab it by the trunk, really. And the trunk is screening. If you tackle every point on the elephant, you start clipping its nails and brushing its, you're just not going to get anywhere, right? But if people don't see that it's an elephant, then they're not going to know what to do anyway, or they're just going to touch the part they know.
Louise Campbell.
And only having a pretty elephant's not going to do a lot. But you're right. If we go back to the basics in primary care, and say, don't wait to rule the liver in, start by ruling it out. If you rule out liver disease, then focus on the next one. But always make that assessment and do not use liver blood tests. Use something more indicative, I suppose. And I don't know what non-invasive device you want to use, whether or not it's FibroScan, a VCTE. It is purely, we pick up a liver in poor health. It's up to somebody else to know what that health is, whether or not it's abnormal inflamed liver tests, whether or not there's actually a disease process under there, whether it's just simple fat throwing things off, or whether or not those tests are absolutely normal. If we pick up a liver that needs further assessment, then it's going to get that assessment. And it's got to be achievable. It's got to be cheap enough. And it's got to be accessible. And at the moment, in no healthcare system that we work in, is it any of those for any liver test. But we've got to start thinking, let me just rule the liver out, and then I can focus on what I think it really is. So,
Louise, I start thinking to myself that rule the liver out is the professional equivalent of get screened. Right? That what the patient has to do is put themselves in front of the doctor and have a liver evaluated. And what the provider, not just doctor, the provider then has to do is say, okay, I'm ruling the liver out. And those are two very simple places to start for two very different audiences. So Jeff, I guess when I go back to my first question about what can you do? And you said people put it on the patient. No, I think we put it in different places. But those probably are the two most important messages, right? On the one hand, patient gets screened. On the other hand, doctor, rule the liver out. And if the patient comes and asks about the liver, definitely start on the liver. If you could just make those two changes, you'd be way ahead, right? Of course, it's not trivial. But
Jeff McIntyre. McIntyre.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that, Roger. I mean, the implications of what you and Louise and Michael are saying here are vast. You know, that it implies that there is awareness of the liver, there's awareness of liver health, it implies there's awareness of liver disease and downstream effects, it implies that there's awareness of screening. There are just so many good things that grow out of that, you know? So let's get screened and then for providers, rule the liver out for any indications it may have, or educate and treat the issues that may be there.
I agree. I think we've actually done a pretty good job of getting something really complicated to a really simple place, which circles back around to, okay, Jeff, now we get why you're doing it the way you're doing it. We're at the bottom of the hour, so we're close to the final question. But before I do that, I want to give Jeff and Michael in particular an opportunity each to talk about one specific initiative associated with Global Fatty Liver Day that you think an audience of doctors and patient advocates around the world would like to know about, or you'd like them to know about, either way.
Mike Battelle.
We're following up on a pilot that we've done a couple times already, where we're going out to communities and doing a combination of education and to screening or assessing of liver disease in that community. Because, you know, as Louise said, just sort of one step at a time too here, if we can get on the ground. And so we chose Calgary, Alberta for June 13th for Global Fatty Liver Day, because it's really the most advanced clinic for mast cells and MASH in Canada. And we're going to have Dr. Mark Swain, who's the hepatologist, is going to speak directly to the community, and we're going to have the clinic nurse and a patient and myself, and we're shooting for 100 people, and I don't know how many we're going to have the time to scan, but we have the collaboration with KNS Canada and Ecosense, and so we'll have a technician and we'll have a fiber scan there at the event. So I already know we've done it twice, so this will work out well. But, you know, the question is, how many people can we get assessed, and also making sure they don't eat till after. That was my lesson last time. We were very nice. We had healthy food and everything. And then we realized that people were eating before the test. That probably wasn't the best move. So learn as you go.
I'll give you a clue, Michael. We do real-time scanning. I introduced that at Imperial, whereby you didn't fast people because they were coming for their appointments. They obviously forgotten. They didn't know. They weren't then. We only had to recall 1 in 10. You only recall the ones with abnormal stiffness. If your stiffness is normal, having eaten, it's not a problem, really. The cap does not change. When we called back 100 people out of 1,000 that we scanned, the cap moved 0.04%.
Okay, that's good to know.
But yes, we saw the fall in kilopascals. So if in doubt, don't worry about them fasting or non-fasting. But if they're stiff, and particularly in the higher ranges, the 8s, the 9s and thing, then you recall them. They need repeat scans. But actually, 9 out of 10 of everybody coming in that door is not going to have a stiff liver. It is fatty liver you're looking for in the majority.
Yep. You know what? No, that's interesting. One of the smaller ones that we did, one of the first ones, was about 30 people from the community. We actually had one F2 and one cirrhotic. And this was not a focus, like, you know, if you have these risk factors come in, it was basically, we have this health education, you know, assessment event. And one F2 and one cirrhotic, which is a lot, I think.
Yeah. So we know liver disease is actually small in the population. And that Lauren Castera, a lot of the work's been done that says that. But fatty liver is the biggest global problem.
Oh, for sure.
Doesn't necessarily mean it's liver disease. It's poor liver health. By finding it early and making that change, and that's the key. And the British Liver Trust, when they do their scanning, they don't fast people. They just walk in off the street. So I wouldn't focus on the fasting unless it's somebody with a medical condition.
No, because even at the other event, we had a Canadian liver meeting, and we had over 100 people that got assessed at this conference. And so they're all involved in medical. It was like, but 60% had defined, a CAP scores that would be like fatty liver. So I'm totally with you. In fact, there was no fibrosis in that group at all. But there was a lot of fat.
And by not insisting that people fast, you can screen more people quicker because your conversations are quicker. And I think that's the key if we're talking about access to screening and what we're looking for.
And going back to our friend Stephen, Louise likes to use the KISS metaphor at least once a meeting, and we just hit it. Keep it simple, stupid. No reason to worry about whether they've eaten or not. Just screen them. How's that, Jeff? I didn't call anybody stupid.
Stupid. First of all.
How's that, Jeff? Louise just made screening simpler by saying, don't worry about what they've eaten that day.
Because we're not medically screening. If I was seeing them in clinic, yes, I request. So it's a different, again, it's location, location, location. Out of those patients coming into the hospital, we were able to discharge over 30% on that one visit because they were seeing a specialist for the first time. Their liver health was fine on fibroscan. So we didn't need all of these other other folk. So we shorten the journey. And I think that's the key with healthcare. We can shorten the journey and keep the right people in community care. The more people with fatty liver in the community being looked after primary care, the more primary care will look for it because they can do it really well.
Super. Jeff, one activity you're aware of in particular that you'd like to share with our audience today, and then we're going to go to a final question.
Absolutely. I am tempted to say screening as well, because this is the one time where we kind of see screening worldwide. Last year, we had an emphasis on physical activity with Step It Up as our theme, and we ended up with, I think our final numbers on screening were just over 77,000 people screened worldwide for fatty liver disease. And so the screening is always humbling to me, to see the street teams in India and Bangladesh, to see the stuff that goes on in Australia, that goes on in the Pacific as well. It really is about the screening and this. To give you one thing, Roger, which I know you're asking for while watching the clock here a little bit, every year we have several panel discussions and we bring folks in to talk about different aspects of the disease. Our partners talk about what they're doing. We have an emphasis on obesity, a panel that we're going to be doing this year as well. Tons of digital components and whatnot. But every year, I feel like Global Fatty Liver Day is the one chance for us as a community, as a field, as patients, and to step back and do kind of a state of the union or a state of the liver report. And so we will be doing that again this year. We'll be having a discussion on kind of the global state of fatty liver disease. You know, where are we now? Where are the priorities moving forward globally? How do we incorporate the need for more screening with the need for more access and more policy worldwide? What can we learn? That's really the big thing for me. Global Fatty Liver Day is June 13th. And so in the midst of the conversation on the content, to make sure that people remember always the second Thursday in June, but on June 13th, and it's going to be a busy year because that's going to come on the heels of the World Health Assembly and on the heels. I'll be flying back from the EASL meeting just in time to be able to make it back for Global Fatty Liver Day here in the U.S.
That pretty well wraps up, right? I mean, Louise, are you familiar with any initiatives going on, and specific initiatives going on in the UK or Australia you want to share?
Not that I'm aware of. I think there are some. I believe Australia are having a bigger part this year, which is wonderful. And having spoken to a few groups, but I'll let them share what they're doing. I know the British Liver Trust will be very focused on certain aspects of Global Liver Day. And they did a great thing with parliamentary debate, but they've already had that. I think that was last week.
Superb. So the only thing I will say in closing is that we are going to work over the next month to bring in advocates from different parts of the world to do one-on-one or one-on-two interviews with Louise and or me about exactly what they're doing in their parts of the world as part of this event. Jeff might be happy to share name, to interview people whose names you share because you think they're interesting things, and we're going to try to ferret out a few on our own.
And now, back to Roger.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. If you have any questions or comments about the content of this conversation or the entire episode, please put them in the review section of the page from which you downloaded this conversation, or send an email to questions@surfingmash.com. Next week, we will celebrate Stephen Harrison with some of the key opinion leaders who knew him best. Until then, stay safe, surf on. We'll see you on the podcast. Bye-bye now.